The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our Dharma talk tonight will be offered by Senior Assistant Teacher Esther.
Turn around, turn around the light to shine within, then just return. The vast, inconceivable source can't be faced or turned away from. Let me read it again. Turn around the light to shine within, then just return. The vast, inconceivable source can't be faced or turned away from. I went for a walk in the garden just before. Stepping outside from the cooled sendo, this intensified field of practice. Going outside and feeling the warm and satiated with scents and sound and light and green. Setting my foot on the path down through the garden. I often do that before a talk. Decided to do that tonight, first night walking, otherwise resting, exhausted. And there in the green, there was a white stone. I think it's some kind of quartz that you have here. Luminous, with little flickers of silver, activated by the evening sun through the trees and the leaves on the branches. And all day I've been contemplating a transmission of light. What is this light? What is transmission? What is it we're doing here? What am I doing here? Far away from my home country, all the way on the other side of the planet, it seems. Well, I know that I am here because meeting our teachers opened something in me. So let me go back a few years to a wooden sendo in Bordeaux, France. I was there for part of a teacher training. A friend said, go study with these guys. One of them was a student of Melissa's at the time. And then there was this thing called Doksan, and I'd never done that before, even though I'd meditated for many years at the time. And I was a little curious and a little scared. So we walk out the sendo, which was a beautiful wooden, I think you call it a pagoda, with like sliding doors, Japanese style, beautiful. Walking out the doors and around the building to the left, and all the way down at the end there was a room where I think I knocked on the door, and the door opened and there was David. And something changed after that meeting. Was that some kind of transmission of light? Was that a reflection of a light possible in everything, including myself? That brief meeting somehow evoked? I think so. I went home, and not so long after, I started coming here every year and wanted to study more with these amazing people. First and foremost, struck me as human beings that I really wanted to learn from. Something about the energies that were embodied in this tradition, in these teachers, in this Sangha, compassion, clarity, gentleness, discipline. I could go on and on. This possibility of studying and practicing a spiritual path where it's most of all the purpose to perhaps become a little more whole, shedding some of the layers of ourselves that hinder us in seeing the light in ourselves and in others and in everything. And I'm deeply touched by how we all practice here this week with such devotion. The longing is felt clearly in my heart of each and everyone who's here. We want to get to know that light in ourselves and in others. We want to see it in the world even when it's hard to see. We want to trust these teachings to be true, to live them, to embody them, and perhaps affect something, bring about something. More trust in the light, in each and every being that we meet, perhaps. So is it a transmission of light? What is it? Hongzhe writes in another piece in our liturgy, we all have this clear, wondrously bright field from the beginning. This mystery, this undertaking we do here together. Every encounter, drying the plates. Sitting on the toilet, noticing the light through the leaves. Listening to the interweaving of snoring in the room in the middle of the night. Touching and being touched by the light in others. That touches the light in ourselves. Not so separate. The same light. Turn around the light to shine within, then just return. The vast, inconceivable source can't be faced or turned away from. Thank you.